Hello and welcome back to Thinkopedia. Welcome if this is your first time. I'm Corey. This is my podcast where I talk about whatever I want whenever I want. Today is the first of many episodes of me rebranding. Today I want to talk specifically about a few TikToks I've seen, some current events, give my opinions on those things. I realized lately that social media is not for me, so I've deactivated a lot of it. And I am now straying farther and farther from being on it just because it's mentally draining and I found that no one really cares. So since I have a lot of opinions and I do feel like my opinion matters, like a lot of people on the internet, I wanted to use the platform that I already have, aka my podcast, to share my opinions for those who actually do care, because I found that doing it on Snapchat is kind of boring. No one watches it, no one interacts with it, but if you actually do want to hear what I have to say, you can just listen to my podcast. So today we're going to talk about some current events, like I said, and some TikToks. And I do want to warn you that I will be talking about a very potentially sensitive topic, the Travis Scott concert that happened yesterday in Houston, Texas, in which people died. So trigger warning, if death is very upsetting to you or unsettling, that will be in this discussion. Further along, I will warn you before I specifically start talking about that. We're going to start off with something more light and work our way into that. So yeah, stick around if you're interested and let me know your opinions in the comments, or if you know me personally, feel free to reach out. And yeah, before we get into it, I want you to know the date, that way you know when specifically I'm talking about these events, and that way if I say anything and there's updated information on anything later, you'll know that I didn't have that information at the time. It is November 6th, 2021, and it is currently 6:04 p.m. I'm on the West Coast, so that's also some perspective for you. The first thing that I want to talk about is internet attitude and the way that people are so nasty on the internet. Every single time I go on TikTok, it really boggles my mind the extent to which people will go in order to make others feel less than or tell a joke at the expense of somebody else. It's quite disturbing. And I think that if we're being honest, there's a lot of people who, instead of needing a TikTok account, need therapy. And I'm not even at all trying to be funny when I say that. I'm being so serious. The amount of vile and disgusting things I see said against other people that they don't even know on a daily basis is truly unsettling and disturbing as someone who doesn't have that issue. So watching as someone who's coming from a normal state of mind and someone who would never say these things to somebody else, it is hard for me to imagine that sometimes thousands of people gang up on one person in a comment section on a video that was entirely unrelated to what they're making fun of and making fun of that person as if that person has no feelings and it won't affect them at all. I'm going to give you an example, and since this is only an audio podcast, I will credit the videos, like I'll tell you how to find them. But I'm not gonna show it because I can't. So just know that I will credit it. And if you're hearing anything, I'll sometimes play something. I'll tell you where I'm playing it from. That way you can find it if you would like.
Hey, look, I'm not even gonna address it. You feel me? I'm not gonna even say what I am. You feel me? I'm whatever you want me to be. But if anybody, whoever watched this video, can y'all please let this person know what I am? That's how we're gonna leave it. Let the comments tell you what I am.
Okay, so that video is by King with two G's, Williams with two S's on TikTok. I don't follow this person, it just came up on my For You page, but I was absolutely shocked and appalled with the amount of hate comments that this person got. So the video is in a response to someone's comment saying, is that a boy, is that girl of a boy? Like, first of all, their comment made no sense. It literally says, is that S girl of a boy? What? Like, obviously they were trying to say, is that a boy or a girl? But they weren't very effective in communicating that. So that's a whole issue in itself, that it's always these people who literally cannot speak English, like, trying to come for other people. Like, well, first of all, why does it matter to you if it's a boy or a girl? Like, are you going to be more likely to consume their content if it is a boy versus if it's a girl, or if it's a girl versus a boy? I didn't understand. That's kind of weird to ask somebody, and I think it's rude if you can't tell what somebody is, why you would even ask it like that. But anyway, so the video says, you know, I'm not even going to address it because clearly this person is sick of addressing it. I probably would be too if I got comments all the time asking me if I was a boy or a girl, when it's very apparent that I'm a girl. This person is a girl. And so she says, I'll just let the comments tell you what I am. And she was hoping that her followers would see this video and that they would say, you're a girl, and like tell the person off. But unfortunately it got to the wrong side of TikTok, and the comments are, like I said, just so disrespectful. And before I read them, I just want to say that this is a deeper issue that I've noticed on TikTok, specifically when it comes to Black people that are overweight. There is always an element of disrespect that isn't there with other people. They make these comments at the expense of this person's feelings, and they're making a joke at the expense of this person's feelings. So anytime there's a Black overweight female, people act like they don't know what female anatomy looks like, and that they forget what females look like simply because somebody has short hair and they're kind of big. In my mind, when I saw this video, it was very apparent to me that this is a female. I don't have any questions about it. But people like to play dumb and say things like this to be insulting, maybe to offend this person in an effort to make them change their appearance because they personally don't find this person attractive. But I think that's irrelevant, and what you think doesn't really matter. I don't understand the purpose of going out of your way to, one, pretend like you can't tell whether she's a boy or a girl, or, and two, make comments insulting her appearance when that had nothing to do with the video. The video was simply her saying, hey guys, can you comment and tell them what I am? Because clearly they don't know and I'm not going to tell them. In all the comments, there's 45,500 comments. So there's 45,500 different TikTok accounts, unless people commented more than once, which is possible, but I'm just going to assume they're individual comments. Almost 50,000 people have commented on this video, and this is what the comments look like. Kodak Snack, Not So Slim Shady, Chief Beef, Pop Stroke, NLE Champa, By Far The Best Comment Section Ever, Dead Emojis, Laugh Emojis, Playboy Calories, Boogie Ate the Cookie, Playboy Cardiac Arrest, 21 Servings, Trippy Overfed, Tyler the Consumer, 300 Cent, Ed Not Sharing, Feast, 20 Ton Savage, Ski Mask the Lunch God, Lil Pump, Ski Mask the Munch God, YNW Belly, Rod Ate the Wave, Notorious Bigger, NLE Whopper. You know, it's, I don't even know what it's giving. It's giving insecure, it's giving high school bully, it's giving I shouldn't be able to vote. Like, people who like this genuinely baffle me, because why are you saying all this to somebody you don't even know? Like, these people at this point, at 50,000 comments, there's just people regurgitating the same jokes. So there's a bunch of NLE Champas, Pop-Tart Smoke, two packs of sodas, like, just so many really rude things that you probably wouldn't say to someone in person, but people feel emboldened online to say it, and they know good and well that if someone said this on their video and there were 50,000 comments on a video of them insulting some aspect of their appearance, they would probably be crying. So that's the first thing. It's just crazy to me. And this is a verified creator. I'm not going to say their name, obviously, because I don't want to start any beef with them. But I'm scrolling through these comments, and there's a verified creator in the comment section saying, very, comma, very bad idea. So instead of defending this girl who is being barraged with insulting comments, and they're going up daily. Since I started reading this, 3,000 more people have commented. Or, I mean, 300, sorry, not 3,000. 300 more people have commented. So, I mean, instead of defending this person, they decided to comment very, very bad idea to the idea of her making a video saying, I'll let the comments say what I am. So, I mean, even people who are verified on TikTok and probably deal with their fair share of criticism, harassment, bullying, are backing these comments and bullying as well. I mean, I can't believe the amount of comments this is. Like, someone, like, finally, a positive comment, literally after scrolling through, like, 100 negatives. I feel so bad for you. I'm sorry for this video blowing up and people making fun of you. You are beautiful the way you are. She's a perfect lady. Stop throwing shade. I have never seen such slander as these comments. I am pleased with my experience on this app. This is what I'm saying. I'm not gonna go on this forever, but I just am a little bit sick of this kind of stuff. I mean, I guess people think that using these same tired jokes about fat people are funny. And who knows, maybe to some people they are. Clearly to some people they are, because the comments at the top that I was reading have thousands of likes on them. So people were reading through these and they were entertained and they liked the comments. Maybe some of them are funny, but I don't think they're funny in this context. Like, calling your friend that and they're cool with it as like a little hee hee, a little joke, maybe that's fine. But literally attacking an innocent woman on the internet where 50,000 people are ganging up on her and calling her these versions of these nicknames and these stupid petty things is not okay. And again, just to bring it to a human level, a level you can understand, if this happened to you and you woke up the next day and you had 50,000 people making fun of your nose or making fun of your calf shape or making fun of I don't know, your hairline, like, you wouldn't be laughing. And so it just, again, baffles my mind that people are even doing that. And it's not funny anymore. Like, at some point, you have to realize that the fat jokes are tired. We've heard them all. And every single time people see someone fat on TikTok, specifically a black person, which, again, racist, like, it's literally in inherent racism. They're not realizing that they're doing it. But I've noticed it's usually against black people. They come up with these things and just, you know, regurgitate these same tired jokes. And it's like, dude, if you're gonna bully someone for their appearance, can you at least be original? Like, how many times do we need to hear these remixed rapper names making fun of somebody's size? Like, that's not even what her video was about. So, I don't know. I just think that people waste so much of their life being negative and projecting their insecurities onto other people. It's amazing to me that there are that many bullies in the world, and it's really sad, and it makes me uncomfortable to think about, honestly. But anyway, sending positivity to that person, not that they're gonna hear this, but it's just very, I feel for her, because she did not expect to get on that app and be absolutely roasted and dragged through the mud in the way that she is, and I don't think that anybody deserves that. Another thing that I want to talk about is people's blatant over-exaggeration when it comes to TikTok and people posting videos. I mean, people are so dramatic. I question how they survive in the real world, honestly. And I wonder if these people are being intentionally dramatic just to be annoying, or if they're actually like this much of a Karen in real life. Because every day I come on this app and I see an innocent video, and then the comments are like, how dare you do that? I can't believe you're doing this. Like, you're hurting them. This is inhumane. It's like, dude, really? Okay, so the video that I'm talking about is by the TASHIB. I don't know what that means. TASHIB is the username on TikTok. And this video is posted on 10/14, and the hashtag in the video says hashtag free pork chop. Pork Chop is the name of the dog, and basically it's this black woman, and I think her boyfriend who's recording is black as well, and they have a little like pit bull kind of dog. The dog did something, I don't know what the dog did, but they're posting a video of what they do when the dog misbehaves. So it's just a cute little video of their dog, who I think is probably a puppy, being told to stand in the corner for literally 2 minutes because he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. He's completely fine. They didn't spank him. They didn't do anything inappropriate to him. They've trained him that when he's in trouble, you go stand in the corner. Just like you put little kids in timeout. They made him face the wall. He stood there for 2 minutes, and then he came out of the corner. His tail was wagging. He was smiling. He was perfectly content. He didn't look like he was being abused. Like, he's clean. He doesn't have fleas that are visible on video. Like, it's very apparent that his owners care and love him, and it was a little joke that they posted, like, showing what happens. It wasn't that deep. But if you go to the comment section, people are acting like this is legitimate child abuse. She had to pin this comment because of how unwieldy, I don't know if I just said a real word, how ridiculous people were being in the comments. She had to pin this, and it says, if this dog was getting beat, his responses and reactions to her would be entirely different. His tail immediately wagged once he left. And then she commented back, the most accurate comment. And other people said, his tail tucked so tight, his feelings was hurt. That was just a funny comment. And then someone said, how y'all mad she's holding her dog accountable for his little actions? If y'all dog's bad, just say that. And then someone said, what are you talking about? He's traumatized. He probably trained better than yo kids. Some of y'all need a life. For real, though. Let's see. Why is it every time there's a video of an animal and a black woman, the comments are always overprotective of the dog? Let's see. Y'all act like she's beating him. He's in timeout. Y'all okay with putting kids in timeout, but putting the dog there is crossing the line. Poor pup, he seems traumatized. There we go. That's the comment I was looking for. Poor pup, he seems traumatized. And then someone said, because he is. Look how he gets out of the corner for the first 2 seconds. Don't be a Karen. Do you have a dog? Have you ever trained one? My dog looks that way when he gets in trouble because he has to go in the cage. Oh my gosh. Okay, see, look at this. And I don't mean to say anything negative. I don't mean to stereotype. But somehow, it's always the eggshell-colored people coming in the comment sections of the gravy-colored people and telling them what they're doing incorrectly. I just don't understand why they're so concerned. I've seen eggshell-colored people genuinely beating their dogs or severely training them to the point where the dog is scared of them. And they say that is part of their training technique so that the dog obeys them. But they're worried that this dog was in a timeout. Like, it was a 2-minute timeout. The dog was not chained in the corner. The dog was not kicked into the corner. The dog was not spanked, at least not on camera. But these people are over-exaggerating to this extent. Another person says, I don't think this is funny at all. His tail is tucked. He is terrified. Okay, so are you the dog whisperer? Like, I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding. Tail down, he is scared. Not funny at all. His tail is tucked, so that just shows he's in fear. And then suddenly, someone says, suddenly everyone is a dog expert in the comments. To be honest, okay, because here's the deal. If you have a dog, like, clearly, people in these comments either don't have a dog, or they have a really poorly behaved dog, like someone said in the comments earlier that I read. Because my dogs, they misbehave. They're little Jack Russells. They're 2 years old. They're mischievous, okay? They get into food. They do stuff they're not supposed to do. When I tell them that they're in trouble, just speaking, just my voice, they know that they did something they weren't supposed to do. So guess what they do? They tuck their tails automatically. Dogs do that. If you are a dog owner, if you had a dog for any length of time, you are more than aware that dogs tuck their tails regardless of whether you yell at them, hit them, anything. When they're in trouble, they're going to respond because they are emotional and they can recognize the fact that they did something wrong and they get scared. That's a normal reaction for a dog. It has nothing to do with the fact that he was in a corner. He would have done that regardless of whether or not he was in the corner because he knew that his humans were upset with him. So, you know, it just really irritates me when people try to make a situation something that it isn't. And it wasn't just about this specific video, but this video was the last straw that made me want to include this in the podcast. Because I see videos constantly where people are doing something so basic, so routine, and people get in the comments, oh, you're hurting them, you're abusing them, this is abuse, this isn't funny, this isn't cute, why are you posting this? And it's like, can you please understand how these things work before you open your mouth to comment on them? Because it's very apparent to me that you have absolutely zero training in this field and you have zero understanding as to what this person is doing. Another example I'll give you, those horse, you know, the trim, the shoe, I don't know what you call it, like the foot nail filing videos. It's not actually a nail, but whatever, their hoof, like, you know, the people that scrape them down and shape them. People always comment, this looks like it hurts the horse. The horse is scared of you. What are you doing? And it's like, this is literally routine. Like, this is what horse owners do. Everyone in the horse community knows this is routine maintenance, and anyone with a brain knows that an animal that weighs over a ton, if they were genuinely being hurt by their human, would easily snap the human or, like, push them off. Like, a horse is extremely strong. They're not just going to stand there and take abuse if they're genuinely being hurt. So when people comment stuff like that, it just shows to me how dumb people are and how naive people are to think that animals are dumb. Like, these animals are bigger than we are. Maybe they are, what is it called, domesticated, but they're not stupid. If you're hurting a horse, they will let you know. I saw another video with a horse, and it's always horses. I saw another video with a horse of this girl training her horse, and she was not training it, sorry. She was taking care of her horse. She was washing her horse or something, and she was just spraying the horse with water. Like, you know, the horse likes water in its face, and she made a video, a cute little video of her spraying the horse, and the horse was putting its face in the water. People were commenting, "This is not funny. You're draining him. You're drowning him. He can't breathe," and all this stuff. And then someone had to comment, like, "Don't you realize that if a horse was uncomfortable with its owner spraying it with water in the face, that it would kick the owner or it would move its head away? Like, the horse is very strong and it would not just stand there and let them do something that is hurting them or upsetting them or making them mad." And that is so true. And I think really it just goes back to the fact that if you don't know what you're talking about, just don't say anything. Like, sometimes it's not your business. And sometimes, actually a lot of the time, you're wrong. People need to get comfortable with the idea of being wrong and accept that. Maybe it looks weird to you because you don't have a horse and you don't know how horses behave. Maybe it looks weird to you because you don't have a well-behaved dog. Maybe it looks weird to you because you've never had a dog. Maybe it looks weird to you because you don't have a kid. Like, any plethora, like, any example. But that doesn't mean that you should harass someone and tell them that they're a bad person or that they're doing something wrong when they're not. It just makes you uneducated. So I recommend that you educate yourself before speaking because, you know, people get roasted on that app for the dumb things that they say. For every 100 comments about what someone is doing wrong when they're not doing something wrong, there are 1,000 comments harassing those 100 comments. So, you know, I would just save myself the trouble of getting roasted by people who know more than me on the internet and just not share my opinion if I don't know as much as I think I do. Okay, this next video that I'm going to play is by Kyle Masters. It's spelled K-Y-L Masters on TikTok. This video was posted on 10/21. I'm going to play it in its entirety. It's kind of long. Well, maybe not in its entirety, but I'm going to play it. It's kind of long. It's an audio. There's probably going to be some inappropriate language. I'm not exactly sure, but it's a lot of yelling, and this person is very belligerent. And if you've been a retail worker before, trigger warning, this might give you a little stress and anxiety, because, you know, we deal with people like this a lot. So if you've never worked retail, you know someone who has, thank them, because we go through this. Honestly, every retail worker has at least one of these stories. I have my own story, and I know other people who do. So yeah, I'm going to play this, and then I'll get into my thoughts on it.
Do you go to school? Do you know what that means? Leave me the hell alone. Leave me alone. Jesus, you ought to listen to yourself sometimes. I was nice about it when I came in and asked for it. I don't want your help. I don't want your help. Get your supervisor.
Get your manager.
I don't want the manager. I say supervisor. God, girl, do you know how to shut up,
man?
Okay, that just goes on like that for about 2 more minutes. I don't really want to play any more of it because it is so disrespectful, so belligerent, and honestly really embarrassing. I know that this woman who is yelling is probably extremely embarrassed, as she should be, because that behavior is so unacceptable. A few things I want to add in. This was at a store. I'm not exactly sure what store. Someone in the comments who works at Dollar General implied that it might have been a Dollar General. I cannot confirm nor deny that, but I will say that it's obviously a retail store of some sort. And the woman that was yelling had a cart with stuff in it, was going to pay, and apparently her card did not work. And so instead of being respectful and also not embarrassing herself by announcing that her card was declined, she just started freaking out and went off on the cashier, who also apparently is the manager, and was saying that she doesn't want her help. She wants somebody else's help. She wants supervisor, because I think she was implying that the person somehow sabotaged her card and made it not work. But anyway, she was extremely belligerent. You heard her say the F word. You heard her say Jesus' name. You heard her say all these things, cursing out this woman and telling her, screaming at her literally, all these profanities, and just so rude in front of a line of customers. And mind you, this is during COVID. I know a lot of people think COVID is over, which makes no sense to me, because California alone, there are like 6,000 cases. But COVID is not over. So she's in the store without a mask on. There is a plastic device. Oh, California has 8,000. It says new cases as of 11/5/2021. Sorry. I looked this up on my weather app. It tells me every day. So there's 8,000 something cases. I'm not sure what state this was in, but I'm just making the point. COVID is very far from over, because at one point we got down to like probably 1,000 cases or less, I believe, in California. And now we're back to almost 10,000. So it's not over, especially because people are not wearing their masks anymore and many people are refusing to get vaccinated. So when you think about the fact that she's not wearing a mask during a pandemic, where this retail worker is probably not getting paid enough to deal with this. Well, no one gets paid enough to deal with this, but specifically retail workers, because the amount of physical labor you have to do, emotional labor you have to do dealing with these kind of customers, I can guarantee you she's not getting paid enough, especially as someone who's been there themselves, me. I've worked retail and it is not fun, and it's not, I don't think you get paid enough for the amount of stress that you carry home with you every day. But anyway, she's not wearing a mask. There's a plastic divider, but she's putting her head around the divider, screaming behind the divider to this worker who also isn't wearing a mask, probably because she's vaccinated, because a lot of places have a policy where if you're fully vaccinated as an employee, you don't have to wear a mask in the store, and they have dividers up for you anyway, so they're thinking, you know, you're probably fine. But there's people like this who put their head around the divider. They move, stand to the side of it to check out so that you can hear them and all this stuff, because they think since there's a see-through piece of plastic between you that somehow you can't hear. But anyway, so I mean, just the amount of ignorance, disrespect, belligerence in the video is apparent just by listening to it. But the fact that she carries on this way for about 3 minutes, yelling at this person for something that is not their fault, is astronomical. And also, it also blows my mind that there are no other people in the video helping or standing up for the retail worker. There are a few people muttering under their breath, like the person who recorded the video, I think said like, are you serious, or something like that. But nobody went and tried to get the lady out. Nobody went and tried to encourage the worker. Nothing happened. Like, there was a black guy in the video who was standing near the other woman in line, and he stormed off extremely angry, probably at the way that the woman was speaking to the worker. But he didn't say anything to either of them. Nobody tried to step in and intervene. Nobody called the police. Like, nothing happened. Eventually, at the end of the video, the woman ends up leaving herself, because I forgot what the worker said, but she essentially refused to give in to what the woman wanted from her. And so the woman storms out because she obviously didn't have money to pay for her stuff. So she leaves, finally, as she continues to yell to the woman while she's leaving the place. But nobody stepped in and did anything. And I think really my point in sharing this specific story is I just wanted to talk about the fact that nobody defends retail workers to the extent that they should, and nobody protects us. And it's very unfortunate because, like I said, no one gets paid enough to be yelled at, but especially if you're working minimum wage during a pandemic where people are refusing to do the bare minimum to protect you, such as wearing a mask, and you're forced to come into work to survive, and you know, your boss or whoever is watching won't even call 911 to get this lady out, is beyond me. Like, if I were there, especially as the manager, that would have been a 10-second interaction. But as retail workers, we are told to respect the customer. The customer is always right. You don't want to lose a customer. So people put up with stuff like that. And they let that person stay in the store. They let their employees literally be abused by people that don't even know them for however long the interaction is. And then they expect the worker to continue working on like nothing happened after that. I'm going to insert my own story here. I worked at a very large retail chain, okay? It's a red logo, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I don't even think it's illegal to say the name, but I just really don't want to. So anyway, I worked there seasonally during the holidays. And we had a person come in one time, a woman, and she was quoted a price. I worked in the electronics. So my coworker was asked by this woman how much a specific tablet was, because in the display case, for some reason, maybe the price had fallen or something. The price was invisible. So he said that it was like $60 or something less than it was. And so the woman was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And so she asked to get a couple of them because they were apparently on sale. And so you have to unlock them because they're under lock and key. They're valuable items. They're high priced items that we keep under lock and key. So he had to unlock it and then bring them to the counter. So he took her to the counter to ring her up and he scanned them. And I guess the price was actually higher than what he quoted her. And so she started going off, calling him a liar and saying all these things because the price was higher than she expected. And she was making quite the scene. I was actually at the register, so I was doing register at that point when he brought up the tablet, so I was right there, and I think I was the one checking her out, like, ringing it up, but he was standing right there. And so, since he was still there, when the prices were higher, instead of her yelling at me, she yelled at him. And by the way, this boy was very androgynous. He looked quite feminine. And for the longest time when I was working with him, I couldn't tell what he was, to be honest. I thought he was a girl. So I just never called him anything until someone, identified him. That way I knew, because I didn't want to offend him if he was a girl and he looked kind of like a guy, or if he was a guy and looked like a girl. Some people are very sensitive about that. So I didn't want to upset him. So I can understand mistaking it because I didn't know for a while, but I think it must be said that she kept calling him her the entire time.
So I would like to clarify the reason why I mentioned that he's a guy and she kept calling him a girl the entire interaction, because after listening to this back, when I was editing, I realized that there's some details that came to me that I didn't say in the podcast. So when he was interacting with her and she was yelling at him the entire time, she knew that he was a guy. He kept saying, I'm a dude. He kept correcting her, and she kept intentionally calling him a girl to be even more rude to him. So that's why I mentioned that. And then once the manager came out, who also knew that he was a guy, heard the customer continuously calling her she, I mean, sorry, continuously calling him she throughout the entire interaction, did not correct her, did not tell her, actually, this is our employee, it's a guy, please be respectful. Like, she continued to let the woman insult him, berate him, and call him a girl when she knew he was a guy. He has a name tag on. He has a male name. Like, it was just very obvious. So that's why I mentioned that, because not only was she calling him she, but she knew he was a guy.
And which was, I think, probably very embarrassing for him because he was a guy. And he was being called a girl in front of his other coworkers and in front of the manager. So she was yelling back and forth, calling him a liar. The prices aren't right. Why are you lying and saying the price is this when it's not, and all this stuff. And she's going off and getting louder and louder. And mind you, this is way before COVID. This is way before masks and anything. So we didn't have to worry about that. But she was right in our faces, right across from us, yelling at him and me as well, because I was on the same side as him. And so I, wanting to defuse the situation because she's getting very, very aggressive, I call the manager on the walkie and I say that we have an issue. And so the manager comes over and she continues to yell and call this person a liar and saying, she told me that the price was da da da, now the price is da 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 da. All these things, just like so accusatory, so no room for any mistakes being made. Like I said, we're retail workers, constantly moving. You're not allowed to sit. You're not allowed to get any breaks. We're moving.
Okay, I would like to elaborate on what I meant by we don't get any breaks, because legally you do get breaks, and for legal reasons, I don't want to be responsible for making it sound like they don't give their employees breaks. They do. I meant we don't get breaks as in, since we're seasonal workers, the holidays, it's so busy. When you are on the floor working, there is no break in people asking you to unlock stuff, and people asking you to check them out, and people asking you to check the back for things. So we do get breaks legally in terms of you get your time in the back room where you don't have to be with customers, but I just meant we don't get breaks in traffic and like questions and movement while we're on the floor. Like if you work at a retail store in the holidays versus not in the holidays, you know there's a very clear difference in the amount of customers that come up to you and the amount of stuff that you have to do and in the amount of time that you have to do those things. That's what I meant.
Moving. This is during the holidays. We're constantly having to answer questions, get things for people, assist people. It's exhausting. Like, forgive him for making a mistake on the price, which granted it was kind of a big mistake because I think the price he quoted ended up being like 20 something bucks under the actual price. But that's an honest mistake. Like, he didn't lie intentionally. He's not a liar for quoting her the wrong price. He just is a human and he made a mistake. But my point in this is that she was able to harass him, even though we have security, which, and security was watching that interaction. You can't convince me otherwise because security watches everything. There were times when I would do something and then 3 seconds later, security comes when I was new and they would tell me, oh, you can't do that. So I know they're watching. We have people walking around the store all the time, looking to make sure that no one's stealing. We have people literally monitoring the cameras live. So the fact that they saw her harassing him, getting in his face, yelling and screaming and spit flying out of her mouth at him, calling him a liar while he is literally crying because he's being harassed, and no one called the police, no one came and said, ma'am, you need to leave, no one said anything, and then even after the manager came out, the interaction continued, and they literally gave her the discounted price because of what he said. They honored the price that he quoted her after all of that, and she got to leave the store with products in hand after harassing the worker to that extent, and then they made him go back to work after that. I will never forget that experience. And so every time I see videos like the one that I played, where people are literally harassing retail workers and no repercussions are given for that person, it blows my mind that companies worth millions, billions value a customer who is belligerent, disrespectful, ignorant, above the mental health of their coworkers is beyond me, and it's disgusting and it's very upsetting. And so I feel really bad for my coworker, and I still think about that all the time because after the interaction, he was crying still. Like, I saw him minutes later when I went to do something. I had to go get something out of the back room and he was back there stocking stuff. He was still crying because of how rude and how intense that interaction was. So, you know, I have no respect for people who do things like that, and I have no patience for a Karen. And if I had been there, I would have asked the retail worker, do you need me to call 911? Do you need me to get security? Or I would have just called 911 or gotten security on my own, because I refuse to be a bystander in those situations because you never know what will happen. You never know what that worker is going through in their personal life. You never know if they are already, trigger warning, suicidal, or if they're extremely depressed. Like, an interaction like that to the wrong person could send them over the edge. So the fact that these things happen to people all the time and the only thing that people do is record and post it on social media for likes and saying, oh, this is crazy, can you believe I saw this, is beyond me. And I'm not throwing any shade to the person who posted it. I'm just saying, in general, people use these interactions for clout and for views, and they don't do anything in the moment to help and try and defuse that situation. So that video really upset me, and I feel really bad for the retail worker. But also props to her because she stood her own. She got the lady to leave. She did not back down. She did not cry, at least not in the video. And she really did her thing, because if it were me, I might have had to get disrespectful back, but she did not. She remained extremely professional throughout the entire thing, so props to her, but she shouldn't have had to do that. Okay, this might be nitpicky and there's room for disagreement here. If you disagree, that's fine. You can respectfully disagree with me, but here's my thoughts. This is a TikTok by Josie Fit, J-O-C-I-E Fit. It was posted yesterday. And the video has almost 2 million likes. And basically what the video is this a short girl at the gym trying to get up onto the pull-up bar and she can't. So a guy who sees her trying to get on the pull-up bar and is obviously tall enough to reach the bar lifts her up like from the back. She's trying to get on the bar, so she's not looking behind her. She doesn't know he's coming. He comes up and puts his hands on her waist in a respectful place and lifts her onto the bar and helps her with her pull-ups, whatever. Okay. Now, seemingly there's nothing wrong with that. The interaction, there was nothing wrong with that interaction. She obviously did not care. Otherwise, she wouldn't have posted it, or she would have posted it talking about how outraged she was. She wasn't. I'm sure she appreciated it. It was not a big deal. But I'm just using her story as an example. There were a lot of comments talking about how people would love that to happen for them, or their gym doesn't have guys like that, that kind of stuff. And all I want to say is use this as a disclaimer that if you're a guy who saw that video, or a female for that matter, and you think, oh, now I'm gonna help anyone I see in public who, like, needs assistance, don't do that. Okay? First of all, he didn't get consent. So, technically, had she received it in a way that was not how she reacted, she could have said he assaulted her. And rightfully so. Because you're going up to someone you do not know, grabbing them by the waist, and lifting them up without them knowing you're coming, which there are mirrors at the gym, so she probably saw him from, you know, through the mirror. But even still, like, it was a very quick interaction, so I doubt that she would have had time to say, hey, don't touch me, before he did. You never know what's going to happen when a man is approaching you. He could have been coming up as someone rude and just doesn't know boundaries, trying to get a weight off the rack or anything. So there's a lot of gray area there. That's happened to me before. I've been in the middle of an exercise and men come up to the rack I'm on and get a weight off of it. So you really just cannot tell what someone is going to do until they do it. So I just think you need to be cautious about going up to people who have not asked you to, and just don't get in their space unless they are apparently okay with it. Like, I don't know if he did ask this. From the video, I can't really see the front of his face because, like, he's facing the wall once he actually goes up and grabs her waist. Maybe he asked her and I just couldn't see that in the video. I hope he did, but it didn't look like he did. So don't go up to somebody, especially without asking them first, and just grab them by the waist or anything, anywhere on their body, and thinking you're assisting them. Because the thing is, you might be assisting them, you might be doing this kind act for them, and it might be that simple in your head, but trigger warning, it might be triggering for them. They might have had a traumatic experience. They might have been assaulted in their life. They might have been abused as a child. They might be very scared by random people abruptly touching them without consent. Like, that might be very alarming for them. So I don't recommend going up to people you don't know and just doing what you think is assistance, because it might be traumatic in a way that you are not anticipating. And to be honest, I don't know if you want to go down that rabbit hole, because if it is traumatic for them, then what happens after you've assisted them? Because your random act that you think is kindness is something disrespectful and upsetting to them, and then you have to deal with the repercussions of that action. So just think about it from that perspective. Make sure that you are approaching it in a way where you're asking for consent, or at least where they know what you're going to do before you do it. Just think about it from that area. And like I said, women are not immune from this. Don't go up to a guy and just do something that you think is complimentary or assisting without consent, because men have trauma too. Men are assaulted as well. So be mindful of that, please. And that's all I want to say about that. It was a cute little video because she received it well. He was being helpful. But it's not cute and helpful for everyone. So, you know, everybody's different. Consent is important. Keep that in mind. Trigger warning. This is the part of the episode that is going to be mentioning death and the Travis Scott concert. So skip this if you do not want to hear about it. I can't really give you a time to skip to. I'll put it in the description of the podcast. By then I'll know the timestamps and everything. So I'll tell you what to skip to if you want to listen to the rest of it and not this part, okay? So this is CNN, and it says at least 8 dead and many injured after crowd surge at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, officials say. This article is by Jason Hanna, Maya Brown, and Rosa Flores of CNN. It's updated at 9:02 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, November 6, 2021. So it says members of a densely packed crowd surged toward a stage and were crushed against each other at a Houston music festival Friday night. At least 8 people were killed and scores of others were injured in the chaos, witnesses and officials said. The victims were 14, 16, 2 were 21, 2 were 23, and 1 was a 27-year-old, while one of the victims' ages remains unknown. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner announced in a news conference Saturday evening. There are no people reported missing, the mayor added. At least 25 people were transported to the hospital, and of those, 13 remained hospitalized Saturday morning, the mayor said. 5 of them are under 18 years old, he added. There are a lot of unanswered questions, Turner said. Over the next several days, several weeks, could be even longer, we'll take an in-depth look at everything that took place, why it took place, what steps can we do moving forward to mitigate an incident of this kind from taking place. So I'm not going to read the entire article, but that is an excerpt of the article, again by CNN. And I just want to give my thoughts on it, because I think with the rise of social media, we are seeing on-demand news in real time. And so people are already moving on this. People that were at Astroworld are already posting videos from the concert and putting pieces together. I want to preface this by saying this is my opinion and my own. I am extremely apologetic to those who have been affected and their families and those who are injured and those who are there in general, because I'm sure finding out that you had maybe the time of your life seeing someone that you enjoy and then finding out that that same night while you were having fun, people were trampled to death. Is very traumatic, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be working through that for the months and days and weeks to come. So I just want to express my condolences to the people who died, the families of the people who died, the people that were there in general. I don't think this is a laughing matter or a joke at all. I just want to give my thoughts on the situation. All that being said, I believe that, one, people are extremely disrespectful. On TikTok, I've seen people post videos. Like I said, people are already showing videos of their experience at Astroworld. And it's kind of mind-boggling how specifically Gen Z is very insensitive, especially when it comes to death. I saw a video of Travis Scott during his performance. Now, I can't tell you exactly what he was standing on because I don't really understand Astroworld. I've never been. I'm not a Travis Scott fan. But he was standing on some kind of elevated platform. It looked kind of like a ladder or something. And he was up there. And people that were there say that that platform is clearly high enough that he would have been able to see all the ambulances and all the chaos happening at the show, yet he performed through it. Now, that is something that is confirmed. He performed through these deaths and these surges of the crowd. The show did not stop. There was no intervening telling him to stop. He didn't stop anything. The show went on. So he was standing on a platform that was high enough to be able to see all these ambulances and things happening. And this video showed that. And then it showed a child, who I'm guessing is either one of the children that passed away, unfortunately, or someone that didn't pass away but could have. But either way, it shows paramedics around this person who's on the ground, outside on the ground, at a festival, being resuscitated, okay, during his performance. And that apparently was not a unique experience for this night, because people say there were more than one ambulance, there was people trying to resuscitate people during his show. So I believe that it is extremely irresponsible as an entertainer to see your crowd rushing your stage and not tell them to calm down, not stop the show to make sure everyone's okay when you see ambulances, to just continue like nothing happened. Because I feel that to an extent it's preventable. Obviously, you don't know there's a crowd surge or there's injuries until there are injuries, but you cannot convince me that for however long his show was, he was completely oblivious to the fact that there were people being trampled. There were people being suffocated because of the amount of close proximity they were to other people. You cannot convince me that he was completely unaware of what was going on. So I think he is partially responsible for what happened. And I have a feeling that people will be suing him. The families of those who pass, especially the kids, the minors, the people that are injured, that survived, probably will be suing for distress. And I'm not saying that they will win, because I don't really know at this point. It's too early to know whether or not they have an actual case against him. But I know that people are very frustrated and upset, and there will be lawsuits resulting from this, because he is such a massive artist and public figure. And for him to have something this atrocious happen at his shows is kind of like, you're just going to be sued. There's no way that he won't be sued with the amount of money that he has. People are going to want money for funeral damages. They're going to want money for emotional distress. They're going to want money to pay for their hospital bills, etc. That being said, I can't gauge his level of responsibility, but I will say that based on what people have said, what I've seen people say, he talks about making a ruckus at his shows. Apparently he's known for making a ruckus at his shows. He encourages making a ruckus at his shows. So if that is the case, and if that is true, people will use that in their cases against him as a way to say that he, in a way, incited violence that resulted in deaths and severe injuries for people. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to be legally responsible. I don't know if he's going to be successfully sued. I don't know any of that. All I know is 8 people have lost their lives because of this tragic incident, and many others are injured. And I also know that people on TikTok are extremely insensitive and disrespectful to victims and do not take these types of things seriously at all. I'm trying to find this video so I can read you the comments. Let me see if I can find it. So again, this goes back to the internet being disturbing and people being okay with saying these things and just not seeing how it's insensitive or offensive. This is a video posted by The Truth Social 11 hours ago. The Truth Social is a TikTok account. The caption says, "Travis Scott didn't see this kid getting resuscitated while he was up there doing the robot. Hashtag AstroWorldFest. Hashtag Truth Social. Hashtag The Truth Social. Hashtag Travis Scott." And the audio is the original audio by this person. And like I said, Travis is standing on some kind of platform. Maybe it's not a ladder, but it's an elevated platform in the middle of this concert, and there's a child on the ground being resuscitated by paramedics, and then they zoom in to show a few, you know, probably 100 something, 200, 300 feet away is Travis, you know, doing the robot on stage. And this video has 945,000 likes and 21,000 comments, and these are the comments. "Imagine dying and the last thing you hear is Travis Scott's music. Dead emoji. 133,200 likes." Okay, let's dissect this. Imagine dying and the last thing you hear is Travis Scott's music. That in itself is bad enough because you're making fun of someone who literally died. 8 people died at this concert. 8. Yesterday. Probably not even 24 hours ago. 8 people died. They're not coming back. And a lot of them were children. A lot. I don't know if that's the right word. Percentage wise, I don't know what a lot is. I think there was 8, at least 3 of the 8 from what I remember reading to you guys were kids. So maybe that's not a lot, but that's almost half. So anyways, kids died. That's not funny. And then to add insult to injury, you're using a dead emoji to talk about people who actually died. Like, do people not have brain cells? I don't understand. I don't understand. And then someone else said, "I'll rather just die than hear his music." What? Like, that was a response to that comment. And then someone said, "That's why people were dying." What? Like, these are real people. These are human beings that are commenting this about other people. Like, what? And then someone said, if cancel culture don't do something about this, I'll be very disappointed. I agree. Someone said, he fully encouraged people to jump on the ambulances. That's all y'all need to know about this man's character. He'll stop a show for his shoe, but not kids dying. All the people who were dancing on medical vehicles should be charged as well. And then it's just people reading him to filth. But there's some people defending him. And there's some people making jokes about it. Like, one of the top comments on the video is making a joke about the death of these people. So, and this is just one video. I can't imagine the comments on videos that were actually more popular than this one. It just blows my mind that people say things like this, and they say it publicly and without shame. I couldn't imagine publicly commenting on a video where a child, oh, I'm assuming it's a child, where a person, doesn't matter if it's a child or not, is literally being resuscitated in the video. It's clearly footage from his concert. Someone is being resuscitated, and someone had the audacity to comment and make a joke about having his music be the last thing you hear. Like, can you think about that, please? Because these people actually died. These kids and these people actually died. His music was the last thing they heard, probably among other people, like healthcare professionals trying to resuscitate them or trying to see if they could hear them. Like, that's probably the reality of what they heard. They heard his music in the background of people yelling at them, trying to bring them back to life. That's not funny. That's tragic. There's died, and I'm assuming they had families, people that cared about them, friends. They probably posted on their story excited to be at his concert, and literally the last thing they heard was him singing or rapping or whatever. That's sad. That's not funny. And the fact that someone could make a joke about that, try and find a meme in actual death, is very morbid. And again, it makes me wonder, go back to what I said earlier, people need therapy, not TikTok accounts. Because I can't imagine that people in real life, in face-to-face, in-person interaction, would have a conversation about 8 people that died in a tragic event, and then say, I can't imagine the last thing they heard is Travis Scott's music. Laughing about it in conversation. Like, if someone ever does that in real life, immediately call the police because they're a sociopath. Literally. Like, I heard someone say sociopath isn't politically correct anymore. I don't know what the real word for it is called. Let me Google it. They're a person with antisocial personality disorder. You need to get out of there. Because that's not okay. That's a red flag to me. And people say things on the internet that they would never say in real life. And if they did say them in real life, literally, you would know that they are someone who has some kind of mental illness. Because that's not okay. That's not normal. That's not a kiki. That's not something you laugh at. And the fact that 133,000 other people thought that that was a joke appropriate to make during this time, especially not even 24 hours after the people died. Because, like I said, that video was posted 11 hours ago. So his concert was at night. You could tell it was dark. So the fact that they commented that not even 24 hours after the incident just shows how devoid of humanity and empathy other people are. And it's depressing. It's depressing to think about. And it makes me feel even worse for the people who lost someone. Like, granted, if you lost someone that soon, I doubt you're on TikTok combing through the For You page. But if somehow someone who knew one of those people, well, actually, it's extremely possible. Someone who went to that concert, let's say they're on TikTok, combing through the For You page, and then they get a text later, or they see one of the names later, or someone, the parent of their friend who died, contacts them and says, hey, Juan died at this concert. Can you imagine someone seeing that comment of someone that they knew and cared about, and people are making fun of their death? Oh, it's crazy to me. It's crazy. So, you know, I think the internet is a double-edged sword. It's great. It's a great source of information. You get things fast. You can learn quickly through TikTok, but you can also see how toxic and devoid of humanity and empathy people are. And it's really a double-edged sword. All of that being said, please keep in mind at whatever concert you go to, please, please, please don't try to get to the front of the stage because you can get pushed against the stage. You can get severely injured. You can be killed. People do not care about you. They don't have regard for life. I don't know, at a concert, a lot of people are not in the right mind. So please, if you go to concerts, be extremely aware of your surroundings. Be safe. Don't try to go in the front of the stage. Don't try to make the person see you by being in the front, because being in the front could result in your life being taken. I remember watching Selena when I was a kid, the movie. And there's a scene in that movie where people are in the front of the crowd. And the crowd is rushing because they love her so much. They want to be near her. They want to try and touch her. And there are people in the front being squished up against the stage because of the people behind them. And anything can happen. I mean, limbs could be broken. Necks could be broken. Like, there is so much that could happen. So I'll never forget that scene in the movie, and the fact that something similar actually happened and just people didn't notice or didn't care that they were stepping on people, that they were squeezing people so tightly that they were suffocating, is traumatizing and just really scary. So be safe if you go to concerts, and maybe think about going to a concert before you go. Consider all your options and see if it's really worth it. Okay, this last video is something back to not being as serious, okay? So I'm done talking about the death and things like that. Deaths, mortality. But anyway, this video is by Deaf Noodles Spicy on TikTok. And it is a video that I'm just going to play for you, and then I'm going to give you my thoughts, okay? Specifically, the reason why I wanted to address this is because of the comments. So yeah, let's get into that.
Video Bella D talking about the struggle of not being able to buy designer clothing in high school is going viral. Make sure you watch to the end.
I never growing up had anything designer. You know, my mom wouldn't let me. I think I got my first pair of Louboutins when I graduated high school. Okay. It makes me emotional, actually, because I'm like so happy in this picture. Like, for the first time in, I think, like my whole adult life, I feel just at ease, like happy. I'm able to work. I feel good about myself. I felt beautiful. And compared to the girl that I see like in the beginning, she was so sad. She is so content and happy, and I love that. To see that progression, it's like I feel blessed that I made it out alive of that mental state that I was in for so many years. So it feels good, and we love.
Wow. That was so relatable.
Okay, dude, let's get into it, because people are so tone deaf and just will say anything to try and make people seem bad. Okay, so listen, was what she said a little detached from most people's reality? Absolutely. Especially the fact that she said it, I'm presuming she recorded this interview during a pandemic where people are still being affected by unemployment, being affected by not being paid as much, being affected by not being able to work because they're at high risk, all these things. It's tone deaf in general, but especially right now. Yes. But is what she said like making her an evil person? No. And I'm going to tell you why. So in my personal opinion, I don't think that being rich makes you invincible from things like depression and peer pressure. Okay, so that first and foremost, and also insecurity, it does not make you invincible from getting those things. It doesn't make you detached from the ability to get those things. So people in the comments were saying she's glad she made it out. What is she talking about? Like making fun of it as if they can't hear. Like if you listen to the whole thing that I just played, she said, I'm glad I made it out of that mindset. She literally finished the sentence, I'm glad I made it out of that mindset. So she's clearly talking about how in the beginning, because you're not watching this, you didn't see it, but she's flipping through this photo book. And I guess there's a photo of her when she has finally made it to financial success, and she's wearing her first designer outfit. And she's saying that it makes her emotional because it makes her think about the girl she was prior to that and how sad she was. And she's happy she made it out of that mental state. Okay. So she's talking about how she was depressed because she wasn't able to have anything designer when she was younger. Now, is that tone deaf? Kind of. But hear me out. I don't know the specifics, and I'm not going to look it up because I don't care. But I'm just going to say this could apply to anybody else. So if it doesn't apply specifically to her, I'm just painting a scenario so that you understand. Let's say someone grows up financially not so well off, but around people who are, okay? So let's say she went to a private school, or she went to like a school with like other rich kids, like the Kardashians or something, like people that are financially well-to-do and do wear designer, and that's the standard for you. And she's like one of few kids in her class that cannot afford that. Don't you think that she's gonna feel peer pressure because she doesn't fit in? It's just like, it's the same issues, different tax bracket. Just like when I was in school, I wasn't rich, but I had clothes. I could afford name brand shoes. I could afford Vans and Converse, but there are kids who can't. There were kids who were wearing Walmart brand clothes. It's the same thing. It's an equivalency. It's just a different level of severity. She probably went to a school with a lot of rich white kids and a lot of rich kids of color that had designer clothes, and their parents were very persnickety, and they made fun of kids who probably wore normal things like Converse and things that weren't name brand in the sense of like Tom Ford and things like that. So if you put it into perspective, as a kid, it doesn't matter how rich your parents are, bullying is bullying, right? She can be bullied just because she grew up a little bit financially better off than others doesn't mean that she's exempt from bullying. She's not. She's probably more likely to be bullied if she's wearing normal clothes as a kid who goes to a school with a bunch of rich kids. Like, you know how persnickety and pretentious rich kids are. So once you realize the fact that richer kids, because kids aren't rich, their parents are rich. Once you get past the fact that kids raised in a rich household are not exempt from bullying, you can realize what she's talking about. So I don't know if this specifically applies to her, because like I said, I'm not going to Google her life story. I don't care. But based on the context in which she said it, this is what I'm imagining. She probably had a lot of peer pressure or felt less than the people around her because she couldn't afford those things and she wasn't allowed to wear designer clothes. If you know a little bit of her history, I know a little bit of it. Her mother was very toxic to her growing up. She fueled her eating disorder. She put a lot of pressure on herself and her sister Gigi to be perfect and to follow in her footsteps as a model, okay? So that's kind of her background. So I'm sure she felt pressure from her parents and from people around her to be perfect and to be, you know, what everyone else was, which was rich and beautiful and all these things, right? So considering that, she probably was very depressed when she was younger. And so once she got to a point in her success in modeling where she could wear designer clothes, it probably felt like an accomplishment for her. That was probably the beginning of her coming into herself and getting out of her depression. So for people in the comments to like act like she can't be sad or that it was rude or dumb for her to like be happy that she got out of that mental state, I just don't understand why people try to gatekeep things like depression and anxiety and insecurity. Anybody can have those things. Anyone can feel those things. And just because you have money doesn't take it away. Jim Carrey has talked about this many times. Robin Williams is a perfect example of that. There are so many celebrities who are open about the fact that just because you have money, it doesn't make you happier. And I know a lot of poor people say, or a lot of people who aren't rich say, oh, money does buy happiness. Maybe to an extent it does. It buys you temporary happiness. But if you have clinical depression, or if you have severe depression, or if you have anxiety, or if you have, you're in an environment where there's a lot of peer pressure, buying a pair of Louboutins does not take that away. So just because she had money growing up doesn't mean that she couldn't be depressed or upset or feel peer pressure or feel less than other people or feel left out. And like I said, she wasn't rich. Her parents were rich. They bought her what she wanted to an extent. Apparently they didn't buy her designer clothes, so maybe they weren't buying her what she wanted. But the point was, she reached an accomplishment. She was happy about that accomplishment and she mentioned it. And now people are going off on her saying that she's all these things because she was expressing her feelings and she's not allowed to feel sad because she has money, which I think is wrong. Another thing I notice is people bring out their jealousy and their bitterness, and it's so obvious. It's so embarrassing. Like, I can't imagine being a grown woman and sitting behind the keyboard of my phone and typing. Is it just me or does she look 40 and not 25? Like, Okay, so you're mad because she wears designer clothes and you can't afford them, so your idea of getting her back is commenting that she looks 40 years old instead of 25? Like, are we really going to pretend that a world-known model is ugly? Is that what we're doing right now? Like, maybe she does look 40 and not 25, but clearly that's not an issue. She's getting modeling contracts. She's a beautiful woman. A lot of people know who she is. Like, I don't understand the jealousy. I really don't. And that's a routine on TikTok specifically. If someone says something that makes other people upset or feel insecure about themselves or feel poor or whatever it is, they have to come for something else. They have to try and make them insecure. They have to come for their appearances. They have to do all these low blows. And it's like, dude, get therapy, not a TikTok account. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that, but it's my new phrase. Get therapy and not a TikTok account, because it's really giving jealousy. It's giving insanity. It's giving you need to have a Tuesday, Thursday appointment and not a TikTok account, because every time you log in, you project your feelings onto people who did nothing to you, people who don't know you, people you don't know. Like, what are you doing? What are you hoping to accomplish by projecting? I don't get it. And you need to do some evaluation and just take notice of what you're feeling and journal it out. Like, don't project it onto other people. Work on it within yourself. Because specifically this generation constantly talks about mental health, and anyone that can have mental health problems, and mental health problems are invisible problems. But then when someone who's rich and famous talks about their mental health problems, people say, well, they shouldn't have any because they have money. Dry your tears with that $20 bill and get moving. Like, you know, it's so unrealistic. And I know I went through my own phase of this. I remember one time on social media, I was criticizing Selena Gomez for something that she said. I don't remember. I think she was complaining about the hate comments she gets or the bullying she got. And I said something stupid, like, it comes with the territory. Like, don't you expect that when you're famous to get bullied or to get harassed? Like, that was very ignorant of me, and I would not say that now, knowing what I know now. So I understand everyone is ignorant at some point, but really, you shouldn't have to sign up to be bullied because you're famous. No one should be bullying you. No one should have to expect to be bullied. So looking back on me saying that, disgusting and very, very rude and dismissive of the fact that you can be bullied at any financial status, you can be depressed at any financial status, you can be affected by people's words at any financial status. So people really need to stop acting like depression is something exclusive for the poor, depression is something exclusive for the middle class, because it's not. It never will be, it never has been. And until we stop acting like that, it will only continue to persist, because people who are depressed, being told that they aren't, is probably even more depressing, because you're refusing to acknowledge their issues and you're just dismissing them and talking badly about them for openly discussing those issues and trying to break the stereotypes and stigmas around them. The last thing I want to say is one of my least favorite types of people on the internet is the person who projects their feelings onto others unprovoked for no reason. Okay, so I was watching a live stream, I forgot whose it was, but it was just this girl talking about current events, and she was on a live stream. So a live stream is literally where people get on to talk straight, like talking, unless their live stream is them like doing ASMR or cooking or something that doesn't involve talking. But the majority of live streams are the creator talking for however long they're online. They're interacting with their fans. People are commenting. They respond to comments. That's essentially the entire purpose of it. So someone commented and said, she talks too much. Like, I don't know if you realize, but you were in her comment section. You're on her page. You clicked on her video. And instead of just leaving her page because you're clearly bored, you decided to comment and continue to watch. So these are the people that I can't stand, because you're a hater, but you're secretly a fan. Like, it just blows my mind that people complain so much about other people, yet they willingly watch. Like, why are you watching somebody that you hate? It's sad behavior. It's stalker behavior. It's insecure behavior. Like, why are you, quote unquote, a hater of this person? but you have them on Twitter. You have their notifications on Twitter. You have their notifications on Instagram. You have their notifications on live. You're watching all of their content willingly. No one is making you. And you're watching their content just so you can comment negative things to them. Do you see how abnormal that is? Do you see how weird that is? Do you see how I need therapy that is? If you don't, I'm here to tell you that you need therapy and you need help, because you have some serious issues going on and you are trying to make everyone else feel the way that you do, and that's very sick and sad. So yeah, those are some of my least favorite people on the internet, and I'm seeing it more and more, where people complain about things that are entirely their fault. If you hate someone, don't watch their videos. It's that easy. So yeah, this has been me talking about current events / TikToks that either rub me the wrong way, or I don't know. I think they're all TikToks that rub me the wrong way today. Anyway, thank you for listening to my rant. Let me know your thoughts on these situations if you were able to do so. And until next time, have a great day. Have a great night. Be respectful of people. Don't be fatphobic. Don't be exclusionary when it comes to depression and mental health. And treat people with kindness in the way that you want to be treated. And if you have something negative to say, say it to yourself and stop projecting your insecurity onto other people, okay? I'll see you later. Thanks for listening.